produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Father, I thank you. I thank you for this brand new day, one that I've not ever seen before. I thank you for the breath of life, because without it, I would not be here. It wasn't me setting my alarm the night before. It wasn't me. But Lord, I thank you for smiling on me. I thank you for purpose. Whatever that may be, Father, I don't know. This is not the day that I have made, but it is the day that you have made. I pray to rejoice and be glad in it. I pray, Father God, that you will see all that is before me. Guide me. Because I don't know. What is your will? I pray your will be done. Because if I have my way, I'm sure I probably won't make the decisions that you know are best for me. But what I do know is, Father, you know me. You know everything about me. Speak to my spirit. Speak to me, guide me through this day. Give me this day my daily bread. I can't tell you how to do it. I don't want to tell you how to do it. I pray that my eyes are open to all that you have. And I know it's not just for me, but those whom you have directed and whose steps you are guiding. May we fulfill that which you will for our lives today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. When I start my day, when I let the Lord know, I don't know, but Lord, I know what I need to do. I know what's before me, but is that what you will for my life today? These are things that most times that I have chosen, choices that I have made. So now, I need to address them. But what if the Lord calls me to do something else? Am I spiritually aware of that? Not if I don't sit down and talk to him. Not if I don't make him aware that I acknowledge him and I welcome him into my day. Not if I don't sit for at least, whether in public transportation, whether just taking a quick walk, maybe just sitting and being quiet as I'm waiting for my tea or your morning coffee. These are things we can do to find the balance. Life teaches us so many things, but the Lord has a word and he has guidance for all of it. If we sit down, It may start off for 5 minutes. It may start off for 10 minutes. But when we start, when we give him and acknowledge him, he's not going to force us. But when we acknowledge him, I don't know about you, but I have found that my day, whatever I may have thought was a small fire, was absolutely just smoke. And it wasn't anything because I sat and spoke with him, that I gave it to him. I told him how I felt and what I didn't want to do, because I know that we can be honest with the Lord. He knows all about us. So when I'm honest with him, I don't need to pretend with others, because he already knows my beginning and my end. So I'd rather speak with the Lord about me than pick up the phone, call, and I'm not knocking it. We do have those diehard friends that know us well, maybe grew up with us, or just have that insight that God has given them because they have life going on. Let's be honest. And they may go right to the core of the thing. And they may not even realize that they did. Because you didn't even have, you weren't even able to articulate it all. Because sometimes, let's be honest, we don't understand it all. But there are those times where we take the time. I can't stress it enough, because there's so much coming at us, seen and unseen, that the Lord sees. And he's saying, I just wish they would come to me. I wish they would talk to me first, because I'll guide them to the right person. I may have a person that's right there that may not even know them personally, but may speak something that will give them the next steps for where they, I need them to go. We can't do it by ourselves. We just can't. We think we can. We got the greatest and latest device. We got the greatest and latest, fitness gear, whatever it may be. And the Lord has me in the physical place right now, working on myself. And I know that's because there's things to do. We want longevity, but I need my spirit man to be encouraged. Because if I don't happen to do, the physical, I may not give it an hour today. I may only be able to do 10 minutes. But if I spend 5 of those 10 with the Lord, I'm more strengthened in my inner man than I could ever be working out for a whole hour and still working it out. And yeah, you got your adrenaline going and things do become a little clearer, or maybe you might work out at night so you could get to sleep. You tire yourself out. But if I talk to the Lord, I might be able to save myself some sweat. And I don't know about tears, because sometimes, you just got to go there and give it to him. And he listens. He listens. He hears. He already knows. He's standing there just like a good parent. We'll sit there and say, I wish you'd come and talk to me. I know about that. I know what's going on there. I've been there. I just didn't tell her at the time because I didn't think she needed to know that. That's how the Father is a good parent. He knows all things. He sees all things. He's so in tune with us. Why? Because he knows us from the beginning. The Word of God is a guide. It's leading and teaching us. If we take the time to say, Lord, speak to me. I don't understand it all. Who could? I just don't know it all. I'm okay with saying that to you. I might not say it to the person outside, but I'm okay saying it to you, because I need you to lead me and guide me. I need you to tell me where to turn. I need you to speak as we listen to our apps that tell us to do this and go here and go there when we're in the car. Why are we not allowing the Lord to guide us? We forget. And honestly speaking, there have been many times I said, I'm just going to do it like this. And then I find myself walking up a hill with high heels on. And we know that's not good look. That's not even a good way to be. And that means I'm making it harder than it needs to be. I'm not prepared for what it is that I made the choice to do. But if I allow guidance, if I allow the Lord to teach me and lead me, even just being honest with him and telling him, I don't know. I better pause because, Lord, if I'm honest with you, I don't know if they can handle if I say it like that. Should I say it like that? I can come boldly to you. It says come boldly to your throne. It didn't say go boldly to man's throne. It says seek the Lord first. It says seek him. The wise men who's gone before us, who's gone through these trials, who this word is leading and guiding us. If we take the time to say, Lord, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know. I liked what I saw, but now that I have it, is he or she really what I need? Or am I going to bring hurt, harm, and danger to their lives as well? Because I wanted it when I wanted it. But was I ready for it when I got it, before I got it? Was I really seeking you in making this decision? And right now, I'm in a hard place. Because now, this situation is on me. And I don't know if I'm feeling guilt. I'm feeling condemnation. I'm feeling it all. And I know these things don't come from you because you knew, had I just taken the time to talk to you, to come to you, I could have probably avoided that way. So, Lord, help. Lord, help me. There's things right now that's before me that I got to make decisions, and some of them can be costly. In the spiritual as in the natural, to my whole house, it can affect the whole household. So each day I say, Lord, while I'm thinking about it, while I get heavy about it, while I get anxious about it, and I find myself saying, Lord, I need your help. How often are we being real? Even in work, we're walking and saying, I know where the file is. But am I ready to tackle that right now? Because I didn't get enough sleep last night. Lord, I need you to give me the strength. I wasn't expecting that this morning when I walked in. Or I wasn't expecting that from that phone call I got. Hold it. Wait a minute. Am I going to react out of myself? Oh, wait. I already talked to the Lord about this. Oh. Lord, didn't I mention this to you earlier? Oh, okay, Lord, here it is. And the Lord may say, because you sought me in the matter, this is what you need to say. Because you sought me first and you didn't get excited and start going off. What you need to give to get this, and this may be something simple. What you need is over here. What you need to do is there. What you need, I'm going to need you to get on the phone. Remember, I brought so-and-so to your mind earlier today. Call them. Or just, I need you to sit for a minute and I need you to breathe. And I need you to look to me for understanding. And I'm going to need you to come back over here now. And now it's tell the person, come back in 10 minutes. Give yourself 10 minutes. Because I'm gonna. You asked me for strength, and I'm here to strengthen you. I'm here to guide you. I'm here to lead you. Because He does. If we're honest, if we can't be honest with the Lord, He knows all things. How am I going to tell the person who's counting on me, who comes to me and say, "I know you know"? They said you the librarian of the archives. You know where the stuff is. And you're like, "Oh my God, Lord, you brought that up to me earlier, and I ignored it." Oh my God, they're relying on me, Lord. I'm relying on you. We bring it back to me. My thought, what was that you told me? Bring it back. Oh my God, I dreamt about it. Here it is. And as I'm speaking, there's two things that jumped up in my head that said, and I feel that tap on my shoulder saying, "We talked about this. I'm bringing it back to you right now. Let's have a conversation about that. Before you go out there and make a choice based on your feelings or where you are at the moment." And we know that's short-lived because our feelings are fleeting. They come and go. So before I answer out of me, I want to know, what do you say, Lord, concerning this situation? Father, where are you in this situation? Okay, I got up this morning, but what is it? What is your will? Let your will be done. And sometimes it's not easy. I'm saying it as I'm saying it. I'm saying, "Lord, that was hard." And He's saying, "Because you didn't talk to me first. You didn't converse with me. You didn't come in here and let me give you the strength that you need. You didn't let me fill you with the joy that you need for the day to combat the things that are going to come at you that I already know what's in the day. I already know." He says, "There's nothing too hard for me." And He's saying that because He's wanting us to always look back and look forward, look to, if we got to look from side to side, we need to know the Lord's on my side. If God be for me, who can be against me? I'm going to get out of this. If we read Job went through so much. He lost so much. Jesus, Father, you already know. You sending us guide after guide. You're sending us scenario. It may seem like it's according to those times. Oh, no. Lately, I don't think there's anything that we haven't seen that we thought was old. That's old days. As we used to say to Grandma, "Oh, that's old. That's old time." And you're like, what did my grandmother say? What did I see her doing? In times of things being short and we never went hungry. Okay, I need to go back to that. And the Lord's saying, "Watch and learn. Watch and learn. I'm showing you some things through the Word. I'm teaching you some things through the Word. I am leading and guiding you. And what you think is old, there's nothing new. It's just different times. Yeah, we dress differently. We speak differently. God knows we're influenced by so many different things. We're not doing it the way that it was done then. But our reactions to it? Oh, okay. Let's think about that for a minute. How we react to it. How we perceive it." And God is saying, "I need you to come on in here. I may just only need you to read the two scriptures and maybe the two before that." And He's saying, "I need you to understand. I need you to understand." Okay, so you might not understand it all, but the Lord has blessed us to be able to have different versions, from the easiest to the most existential. Extensive, because it's like, "Lord, I don't know if I understood it in the King James." And he's saying, well, read it in the Amplified. Or read it in the Good News. Oh, you know, I already say, how fortunate are we that we have a guide, that we have the Lord leading and guiding us. Or he may say, I want you to hear the word today. Or I want you to go to Bible study tonight. I'm leading and guiding you for a purpose. And I'm imparting to you what you need. Because I'm giving you understanding. And I want you to maybe sit with this person. Oh, well, that person's so old. They're so rigid. And they know, no, I just need you to hear what it is. Because in what they're saying, there's something there for you that's going to lead you and guide you. And you may think, and he may say, well, I need you to sit with the person, or I need you to just pay attention to that person on the street. Lord, the person on the street. Yeah, because there's a lesson in that as well. There's a lesson in it all. We can't just be so caught up in what's on our devices. When these things are there to do sometimes to uplift, and then sometimes it's a distraction from what God is saying. For us, it may be specific for us, but if we don't spend the time that we need with him to understand. Deuteronomy 4, and he had me reading around, and there were some things that kind of gave me more of a confirmation that God does hear me. He knows what I don't know. He's leading and guiding me. And though you may look at it and say, oh, he was only talking to the people of those days, and you realize, I'm confirming my word. I'm confirming what you heard me say, what you kind of dismissed and kind of felt like, is that, what are you saying? And then there are times where he said, okay, you didn't hear me. I'll remind you, because it's going to be helpful for where, what's coming up around the corner, or maybe tomorrow. But I need you to get it today so that you're not caught off guard. Deuteronomy 4, and these were some highlights for me. 4:9, only pay attention and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and they do not depart from your heart all the days of your life. There are things that we have seen that may have at the time enlightened us, or we may have felt traumatized us, but we saw them for a reason, and we may still carry them, but we have to ask the Lord to help us decipher so that discern what we need to know. What's helpful for maybe those that is going to come to us? Because at some point, if we're fortunate enough, we may be on the other side to help someone else. And it goes on. Make them known to your children and your grandchildren. Impressing these things on their mind and penetrating their hearts with these truths. Because when I think back to some of the things I saw my grandmother doing, and how she had us, you know, picking vegetables in the garden, and peeling the corn, and say shucking corn, and we did those things, and at first we thought it was fun because we wanted to do it. But as we got older and we needed to do it, she wasn't just making us do it to keep us in the house, to keep us from playing and having fun. She was imparting to me, to us, for a purpose, so that when these things come about, and they're going to come, and they may look different when they come, but we'll have the wherewithal to handle what's been given to us. So some may say, oh, I'll just get what's in the frozen freezer section. But someone peeled that too. Someone prepared it for us. Now, what if we're only given straight from the garden? Will we know what to do with it? But if we allow the Lord to lead us and guide us and show us some of these life experiences, they were for a reason. So when we fell into certain times, we stocked up. We were stocked. We didn't go hungry. So where I didn't see money exchange, I didn't see her go to the grocery store as I saw my mom do. My grandmother had a big storage, a deep freezer, you know, which is not uncommon when you live in certain areas, because they knew to prepare. Are we prepared? Are we ready for the day the Lord has given us? So this is the day the Lord has made. May we rejoice and be glad in it. Will we, if we're not prepared, if we don't listen to the leading and guiding that he's bringing to us, that some of the life experiences, and some of us who may have gotten a lesson, we giggle because we see someone else may have, we say, Lord, and he say, help them. And then we can all laugh about it later. And they were glad for your experiences. And I'm not saying all were great and lovely, but there are some those experiences, good, bad, or indifferent, that lead us and guide us into the truth that we need for the times that we're in. The word of God never leaves us wanting or hungry. Yes, hungry for more knowledge, but it never leaves us into being without. We're always fulfilled. We're always filled. We always find ourselves and say, wow, I remember something now. Oh, is that what I was supposed to learn? Thank you, Father. I would not have been reminded if it were not for your word. That's what that came to be. It came for a purpose. And then it went on. Deuteronomy 4:35. And it was shown to you so that you might have personal knowledge and comprehend that the Lord is God. There is no other besides him. What? Lord, you are amazing. You're leading and guiding me because you already know. You're imparting to me. Anyone that has left a lasting impression, unfortunately, sometimes it's not always the best. But if it helps you and matures you in some way, and that's a whole other conversation, because we know that there are things that have come to our lives that have left a stain of sorts. And then there have been those things that have pushed us into purpose, that have been a blessing to others, that have leaded us and into places and spaces that blessed us at the right time. And if we don't seek the Lord, it could be a blessing, or it could be detrimental. It could bring us to a place where we make wrong choices. And that could be relationally, that could be financially, spiritually. We need the Lord every day. This is the day he has made. If we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, it's because we're following the guidance that he gives. But we must spend the time with him. We must get to know We must look back and say, Lord, you were speaking. I saw it, but I did not understand it at that time. But I'm thankful that you brought it back to me. Thank you, Father, because I get it now. Okay, now I can apply it here. Oh, so if I go over there, I remember you telling me this. How can we know these things unless the Lord leads and guides us? How can we get the most out of our day if he's not leading? We're not allowing him to speak to us. Are we gonna be and choose to be miserable? To just sit 5 minutes to be quiet, to say, Lord, I don't know. Teach me, guide me. Who is it that you want to speak to me? Who am I to listen to? So that he can say, as he says in the word, in 4:39 Deuteronomy, therefore know and understand today and take it to your heart that the Lord God is in the heavens above and on the earth below. There is no other. Sometimes all the time, there's no other way. There's no other guide. There's no other human being that knows it like the Lord knows. So if we need to meet the right person, if we need to find that person that's going to speak into our lives, if we need to pay more attention to those whom are around us, even children can give us the greatest lesson. Sometimes we're in fear and doubt about certain things, and he has placed certain things in our lives for such a time as this, the time that we need it most. If we say, Lord, what was that you said to me, Lord? Please give me. Lord, I need you to guide me through the situation, because without you, it can't be done. It can be, but if I wanted to do it the right way, if I wanted to be the most fulfilling, not just for myself, but a lasting, wonderful impression of joy for others. I want to learn a lesson now. I don't want to repeat it. So that I may know, that I may understand in today. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.